This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
I am out to preach to people. I'm not out to preach Jesus on the cross, but I'm out to preach Jesus on the throne, on his glorious throne. My Jesus is not on the cross. I want you to remember that cross symbolizes agony. Cross symbolizes persecution, sorrow, death. May God save us. People are preaching Jesus on the cross, Jesus on the cross. I say, my Jesus is on his glorious throne. Is your Jesus a dead Jesus? And the throne symbolizes reign, joy, comfort, blessing, salvation, power. So you must know the significance of the message of the Another Comforter. Each time we talk about our God reigneth, we are talking about the reign of Jesus on his glorious throne. I sympathize with the ignorant world. I take my text from Matthew 19, verse 28.
Matthew 19, 28. It says, "And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
Listen, you know, number one, the angel has predicted that Jesus Christ will be given the throne of his father David. You see, Christ deliberately opened your Bible to Luke chapter 1, 31, 32, 33.
It says, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Verse 32, "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Verse 33, "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end."
That is the prediction of the angel. But Christ deliberately refused to sit on that throne. Why? Because Jesus realized that the throne of David, his father, was marred with blood. He has been stained with blood. You see? I take you to the Bible. John 6:15. Yes?
John chapter 6, verse 15. It says, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself."
That is, Jesus deliberately rejected the offer of the throne of David. So, the throne which Jesus Christ prefers is the glorious throne. So, you can see we are talking about glorious throne. And what does this glorious throne of Jesus stand for? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 12.
Jeremiah 17, verse 12. It says, "A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary."
He said, the glorious throne which you're talking about, you remember the text of our message, is Jesus on his glorious throne. So Jeremiah is telling us, is teaching us that this glorious throne from the beginning of time is the place of sanctuary, a holy place, and security, a place of security for the people of God. So you must know why you are secured under God's throne. You must know why God says, death will see you and will not be able to touch you. Death will see you and run away, flee from you. Because you are under God's throne. So I'm revealing the mystery of this throne which we are preaching, that it has now descended. It's a holy throne, it's a glorious throne, which is the place of our sanctuary. Sanctuary means a secure place, a stronghold, where people of this generation will abide under and be secured. So this is what we are talking about, the ark of this entire ark of salvation. It is this throne. So this is the mystery I want you to understand. So we don't talk about Jesus on the cross. We are talking about Jesus on the glorious throne. So each time you say, "Our God reigneth," our God is Jesus on his throne. God Christ is reigning. Well, let us examine this Matthew 19, verse 28, once again. I read from here. Jesus said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall sit upon the 12 thrones." Now, what is meant by in the regeneration? See? Regeneration means the time of restoration of all things, which has just commenced in the third millennium, in this age of the another comforter. May God open your understanding so that you will appreciate the mystery which God has already accomplished and which I'm revealing and exposing to you. So this is your joy and this is your euphoria. We abide under the glorious throne of Jesus. So I'm not a preacher, I'm not a messenger of the cross of Jesus. I'm not a messenger of the gospel of the cross of Jesus. I'm a messenger of the glorious throne of Jesus. Which is better?
Glorious throne of Jesus.
It is no longer in prophecy, like I've said. I am the recipient of that throne, you see. Now that Christ has started to reign in heaven in his 1,000 years reign, he has chosen the other comforter to be his viceroy, his priest regent, ruling his place on earth. That's the truth. As a recipient of the kingdom, not anyhow kingdom, it's the throne of Jesus, kingdom of the throne of Jesus. Well, I show you the mystery of the descended throne. You see, if I find the full circle rainbow, you see the full circle rainbow, you see the line, that powerful light in the midst of that rainbow, that signifies, it symbolizes Jesus Christ on the throne already. But I want you to understand where you are and the power under which you have been positioned to enjoy and for you to be confident and to appreciate God. So the full circle rainbow, like you know what God reveals to me? Which is the symbol of the throne of God. You see, that full rainbow is the glory of God's throne. So when we talk about God's glory, God's glory is the glory of that throne. The throne is apart. So the full circle is the great glory that surrounds the throne according to Revelation chapter 4, verse 3.
Revelation 4, verse 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
That rainbow sign is the glory of that throne. So you must see how we are blessed, how richly blessed we are under God's throne. And this is the hope of glory of all the elects all over the world. Not the cross. You have seen everything about the cross. Oh, God. Right. But the truth that comes to you is the truth of a glorious reign and throne of Jesus. So when people say we are not calling Jesus, okay, it's because he has revealed his new name, combined new name for us, God Olutomole. It's the combined new name of Jesus, according to Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. And that is the name God has given to me. I am not God, I'm not Christ. I'm simply the another comforter, the representative of Jesus, the viceroy of Jesus. Friends and nations, I want you to follow me today. I want to follow the truth that Christ has sent. Christ says, when I get to the Father, I will pray the Father to send you another comforter who will abide with you, who will guide you to all truth, who will tell about future things to come, who will not speak of himself, but what I reveal to him, he will say it. Brothers and sisters, the truth has come to you. The other comforter is alive. Jesus Christ is not dead, he's alive. I said, Jesus Christ is not dead, he's alive. He's reigning. He's reigning gloriously. And now I invite you to come under God's reign, that you may be delivered and protected in no small measure from all these catastrophic events and the great tribulations that has overtaken people and nations. I thank God for your coming. I thank you because you have saved. This program continues. I want you to follow our program every week. God bless you.
Us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline 080-33-777-996, 080-33-777-996.
Our contact address
is 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.